हम पहुंच गए क्या भैया?
नहीं नहीं
अभी टाइम है ना,
अभी पहुंच गए
है फोटो ना बंगाल्स एंड ओडिशाज ज्योग्राफी इज वेरी डिफरेंट देन कच्छ, द लैंडस्केप इज वेरी डिफरेंट. एंड आई रिमेंबर आई वॉज वेरी हैप्पी टू सी वेल कॉन्क्रीट रोड्स reaching to the interiors. I was very happy to see how villagers could commute through bikes, and local people didn't have to face problem on in traveling from one end to the other. They had electricity, and these are the basic needs that everyone needs, craftsmen or no craftsmen, but everyone needs. But I've seen weavers and embroiders of Bengal and Odisha suffering because they don't have these needs fulfilled. So when I came here, I was very happy that this is one state which has taken care of the basic necessities. And I saw the artisans were also very much more confident than there. Personality-wise, dealing-wise, I mean the way they would talk, their posture, everything. They were much more confident. I mean that would come if you don't have to deal with the basic necessities. That kind of composure, that kind of calmness will be there in your outlook.
That difference is yes.
So that's there. So yeah, my first visit was a student. When I was a student, I had visited
Which
for
year?
The first time, 2003.
Yes.
Then next, I was assigned a project in 2009. Yes.
Okay.
So you want to take a photograph?
No, mama. Lagi vyo?
Nahi. Bachein.
Yes. So that was one part of your question. What were the rest two?
Fascinating. How fascinating you found the work of the artisans? And
definitely, each work has a different characteristic. And
so, what is your feel about it? Like, what feeling you have got it from?
What fascinated me was understanding the trade route. Because a lot of migration had happened.
Correct.
People travelled from Afghanistan.
Yes.
Then the story of Rabaris and also I could all see that reflecting in their work.
Correct.
In the designs they use, the patterns, the colours and all. So I thought I was looking at a piece of jewellery or looking at a piece of clothing. It was almost like a book. Looking at the history of the people, I think. So that were those were leads, and that's why I'm very interested in anthropology as such, and I see a very close relationship between the understanding and application of design and anthropology, because both deals with evolution of mind and evolution of society and groups.
And you are even aspiring to do research.
I want to do a research. I mean, I have many topics in mind. A is I want to do a comparative analysis between the crafts of India and South America, like Latin American countries. Because we have a similar culture, I feel. The food and everything. नमस्ते. पहचाना? नहीं पहचाना.
3 किलोमीटर है कोठिया.
आई थी मैं दाना भाई के. सरली जाते जाते रास्ता भूल गए.
इनको मिलना था ना.
इनको मिलना था. अभी
किस्मत से इसलिए आप यहाँ आ गए.
अच्छा
ऐसे बोल रही हूँ.
As a student, it was a very nice experience. I can never forget. I had come here to study quilts. And the embroider who taught me how to make those, she we had dinner at night and then she taught me some. After that, there was no electricity. So we slept under open roof, open sky, and she gave me a brand new quilt.
Okay.
To.
So now you have yourself learnt. Fascinating,
yeah. So that was fascinating. Like I could see the reflection of their culture in the their entire culture on the clothes, you know, the whole thing that how much they like reflection. They would use mirrors in their houses, mud walls, huh? And what was your third question?
Designing
what?
Like what kind of contribution like you have? You have design already. So what is your design theme and all?
It depends on the context.
Okay.
It depends on which area I am
also. So you have developed the understanding with the designing process and
Yes, definitely. I mean, there's a design process that one follows, so that there is minimum wastage, and people who work on it, they do it effortlessly. If it's very minute embroidery, then it doesn't make sense because it's going to spoil somebody's eyesight in the long run. So one sees to it that a lot of ergonomical factors also come in. How should craftsperson sit and all, so that if he's working for 10 hours, 12 hours continuously, then he shouldn't have back problems. And
so there are various.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's a multidisciplinary thing. When you are planning or executing something, a sensitive designer should take care of all this.
Okay, so human touch you are giving it to.
Yes, I mean, I really feel that. Designing is like making life better. Mm-hmm. It is not about making things beautiful. Yes, it is.
Okay.
But it is also to make life easier and easier and beautiful and better.
Yes. Very happy to have some interesting piece of information from you. Many thanks. May come back to
pleasure.
You. Yeah, we may come back to you for more information if you require.
Sure.
And after a year, Professor Maxine Berg is going to visit Kutch again.
Right.
So if you are around, we'll call you for our meeting. You know, I mean meeting with the all the interview.
Okay.
Sarli,
thank you.